We are in Nedarim Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We are beginning the next Mishnah. This is the next Mishnah of the first parak, of the first chapter. And this Mishnah essentially deals with, Daf Tes and a little bit of Daf Yud, the next Daf as well, discusses a fascinating idea about whether or not Nedarim, we're discussing the whole Masechta, the whole tractate is about Nedarim, taking on oaths. Is this something which Ksherim, good people, is this something that good people do? Is it a positive thing to take an oath? Or is it something which is really just for the Rishayim, that wicked people, they take on these oaths when they really shouldn't? So this will be a fascinating discussion. So says the Mishnah, let's say a person says, Kenidre Rishayim. A person says that they have a piece of food in front of them, and they say that, I want this to be like the neder, the oath of Rishayim, of those who are wicked. Meaning we know that the wicked people, they take on oaths, so then it should be work as an oath. So the Gemara says, Neder, Benazir, Bekorban, Ubishvua. So then that would work, whether or not if you say this language when it comes to a Neder for an oath, or to take on Nazirus, to become a Nazir. Also fascinating question, is it a positive thing or a negative thing to become a Nazir? So this is also something which we will be discussing probably in the next recording. So for the Rishayim, for those who are wicked, that's something that they do. So if you use a language of Kenidre Rishayim, that this should be like the neder of those who are wicked, it works. And also for a korban, to bring a sacrifice, and for a shvua, to take on an oath of a shvua. Now it's clear here that the way this is working is through the principle of yados that we've been discussing until now, already from the first Mishnah. Yados is the idea that you could say something in shorthand, and we have the ability to explain, to finish the sentence. So here too, a person, all they say is this should be like the neder, like the oath of a rasha, and let's say a nazir is passing in front of them, so then they should become a nazir, or if food is in front of them, the food becomes prohibited. If there's an animal in front of them, designating the animal as a korban, also. So in all these cases, this is working through the principle of yados. The Mishnah continues and says, "Kenidre ksherim lomar klum." However, if a person uses a language not of that this should be like the oath of a rasha, of a wicked person, but the oath of a kasher, somebody who is kasher, who is just and right, so then that doesn't work. It's not viewed as a neder, as an oath, because such people do not take oaths. It's not a positive thing. However, concludes the Mishnah, "Kenidvosam." Neder benazir ubekorban. However, if they don't use a language of neder, rather they use a language of nidava. Now, nidava and neder have various differences, but some of the commentators point out that the classic differences between a neder and nidava is that a neder is that I am taking an oath upon myself, and a nidava is that I'm saying that I want this animal should now become, let's say, hektish, should be holy and designated for the Beis HaMikdash, for the temple. So the distinction is it my responsibility on me? That's a neder. So that's something which the ksherim do not do. Somebody who's kosher doesn't do, but a wicked person does do. When it comes to a nedava is on the animal. That on the animal, that I'm designating this animal, let's say, for to be used as in the Beis HaMikdash, in the temple. So that's on the animal. I've already designated this as this animal for it. So that's something which we'll see in the Gemara, that maybe that is something which is more positive, and therefore a person who uses such a language, even for a kasher, that it should be like the nedava of a kasher, so then that would work. Now, some of the commentators do point out that maybe we're really referring to a different difference here, and that what we're talking about here is that a nedava is really much more sincere. It's a much more sincere type of a language, that you want to do this, you understand the repercussions, so then maybe that would work for a kasher, and therefore the language for a kasher would also work. And neder is just an oath without that high level of sincerity. So that's something which the Rishayim do. Those who are wicked, they do that. And they don't do the higher level of, the kasher does the higher level of the nedava, of really sincere. Okay, so says the Gemara. We'll see a little bit of the Gemara right now, and then in the next recording, we will complete Daf Tesam Beis. When a person says, This should be like the oath of a Russia. How do we know that they're saying that this should be like the oath of a Russia, of somebody wicked, and it should be an oath? Maybe the person's saying, I don't want to take an oath of Russia. Well, they're not really saying anything. They just say these two words of Kenidre Rishayim. It should be like the oath of a wicked person. Maybe the person's really saying, I am not taking the oath of a wicked person. How do we know that they are taking the oath of a wicked person? So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel b'Omer, Kenidre Rishayim, Hareini, Alai, Vehemenu, Vehemenu. It's where a person says this should be like the oath of a Russia, of a wicked person, and then you're saying Hareini, so should it be, or it should be on me, or Hemenu. You're putting it on something which is in front of you, on the food that's in front of you, the animal that's in front of you, the nazir that's in front of you. So you're specifying. You're saying this should be. So you're not saying, you're clearly not saying that I don't want to take the oath. It's that I want this oath to be going on this object that is in front of me. I think Gemara will explain that Hareini is referring to a nazir. It's referring to the nazir that's in front of me. Alai is referring to the piece of the food that's in front of me. And then Heimenu is referring to the korban. It's referring to the korban. Says the Gemara, Hareini b'nazir is alai b'korban. When I use the language of Hareini, that's referring to the Nazir who's in front of me. Alai, on me, is the animal that's in front of me. And Heimenu is referring to the Shavua. So asks the Gemara, on some of these cases, the Gemara says, Hareini Nazir is Dilma Hareini B'tainis Gemara. When I say Hareini, it should be unto me, like the oath of a wicked person. How do I know that it's referring to Nazirus? It's referring to becoming a Nazir. Maybe what I want to have unto me is to take upon myself a fast, which is something only the Rishayim, those who are wicked, do. Fascinating Gemara. We'll see this also later on. But taking on a fast is not really viewed as something which is positive. We see from our Gemara here, it's not something which is a positive approach. We don't believe that you should just refrain totally from this world. So maybe when a person says Hareini, it's not referring to a Nazir, but it's referring to taking on a fast. So Amar Shmuel Kshaya Nazir over Lefanov. Now, as we mentioned before, the cases where the Nazir is passing by, and you're saying, I want this to be like the oath of a wicked person, so therefore I become a Nazir as well. Heimenu b'shvua, Dilma heimenu dachi l'ka'amar. When a person takes a shvua, so we say that it's a shvua, an oath not to eat something. How do we know it's not to eat something? Maybe it's specifically to eat something. So Amar Rava, d'amar heimenu shelo ochal. Rava says it's because you say explicitly that you don't want to eat. You're taking on this oath of a Rasha not to eat. So the Gemara says, "Yahachi ma'ala memra." If that's the case, so then that's obvious. I'm saying I should take on the oath of a Rasha, a wicked person, not to eat. That's something which is obvious. So the Gemara answers, "Ma'ala tima holomapik shvua mipume kamashmalan hadin." So the Gemara says, "Well, in the end of the day, you're not using a language of a shvua, of an oath. So therefore, even though you say shelo ochal, not to eat, but that's not the exact language of a shvua, of an oath." So therefore, when you use the language of Nidre Rishayim, that you're taking it on not to eat like those who are wicked, so then that would be sufficient language, and therefore the oath would kick in. So the oath would kick in. So again, we have these various cases. The important point here is that these are called Nidre Rishayim. This is the oaths of not the Kshirim, not the people who are kosher, but specifically those who are wicked. They're the ones who take the oaths to refrain from eating, to become a nazir, to bring something as a korban. That's something which is really something which the Rishayim do and not which the Kshirim do. Okay, in the next recording, in the next class, we'll discuss the rest of Daf Tes, which really focuses on Nedava, the difference between Neder and Nedava, and whether Nedava is a good thing or not. And we'll see that Gemara in the next class.